see is quite ridiculous. We doubled the entry this year, and we have actually probably tripled the amount of people who have entered. So
I feel pretty confident about mine.
Oh, I think you there's no doubt you're going to win the whole darn thing. You're going to be insufferable after you win the Buzz Bracket this year in the office pool. Jane, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Great.
Doing?
Thanks for having us out today. What an awesome setup here. What did you do you have your Final Four set?
I do.
What do you got?
Who that?
I have Florida.
Check.
Iowa State.
Oh, I love that.
Arizona.
Shut your
mouth. And Louisville.
Check.
That's a pretty common group. That's actually what my Final Four is, oddly enough.
Everybody feels so confident about the Southwest, Midwest, even though the Midwest has got a couple of options. But the East is
actually,
like off the board.
I have Duke, actually, instead of Louisville. But yeah. I like your Louisville pick.
Duke's got maybe the best player in the country. I know Doug McDermott is Creighton guy who definitely a lot of Midwestern white folk are pulling for him. But Jabari Parker at Duke.
I'm pulling for him.
Is this possibly going to be the best NBA guy out of this class.
This white folk is pulling for Jabari Parker.
Check out this. Out of the East, I've heard Iowa State, you two, Michigan State, President Obama, Virginia, David Basil.
And Tommy Smith.
And Tommy Smith.
I think.
So we've had a lot of different.
I heard somebody pick Nova, too, Villanova.
Yeah, Nova's
Nova,
got a nice
Nova
record.
Can do it. But it's South pretty much to a man and woman, Florida. The West. Mm-hmm. Arizona, an outside chance of Wisconsin. One dude had Creighton.
I think the West is wide open. I really do. I would not be surprised if anybody came out of the West. I wouldn't be surprised if Gonzaga, Oklahoma State, Oklahoma.
You certainly cannot think Gonzaga is going to come out of there.
I think anybody could come out of there. I think that's wide open, G. I believe that.
I like Zona, Wisconsin going to be a great game to watch. Creighton, I just don't. I don't know. Outside shot.
It's going to be fun. Here's the deal.
How about Lafayette beats Creighton?
I did too.
You think they're going to beat them?
I mean,
love Lafayette. I think that's going to be a problem for them. They got great point guard play. They got a big guy inside. If McDermott's not shooting well, which almost never happens, they could be an interesting game.
You mentioned the Midwest. In the Midwest, there's teams that could get Michigan. They make some shots. Look out. Dukies, look out. Louisville, of course, we know. Wichita State, what if they put it together? Even Kentucky, what if all of a sudden they grow up?
Did you say, what if they put it together, Wichita State?
Did I say Kentucky?
Did. Oh, okay.
But Wichita State too. Listen, they
say Wichita State's won every game. I think they put it together pretty well.
Well, they're going
to
be
I'd
challenged.
I'd like to see them go far. I don't know if they will, but I'd like.
Far?
I mean, it'd be neat to see them.
Sweet 16, Final Four, something like that.
Sweet 16.
Let me tell you what the sad thing is if they lose and they don't go to the Final Four, I hope people don't say it hasn't been a successful season for them because they've accomplished so much. And yet people are going to hang everything on if they go to the Final Four or not.
No question.
It shouldn't happen. It shouldn't happen.
No. But you know what? They're gauged the same as every other one seed. And you can have a great year without going to the Final Four.
I get you.
I mean, that's from a guy who was a Patriots fan, and his team got to the championship with no losses, and then they lost.
Listen, we've been there before, though.
Oh, whatever.
Hey, we've won it before.
What's the deal today, Jane, and what's the deal through the weekend?
Well, we got $1.50 drafts today. And I'll have to check on the weekend.
But we have the normal lunch special,
We have the normal lunch special, $7.50.
It's a mini pizza, a salad bar trip.
And a drink
for $7.50.
What makes it so special?
That's clown town.
Pardon? What makes it so special? The price.
The price.
And the taste.
Yeah. It's wonderful. It's a great deal. It really is.
Good
the pizza
answer.
is your choice. And then you can get a sandwich or you can get pasta.
Matty T, we're going to send you a sandwich. Don't worry. By the way, speaking of Matty T, I want to get this on the record. It says he accidentally left a game off in the bracket. He thinks Baylor's going to be the University of Louisiana and play Wisconsin. So, Matt, you're duly noted. You're
okay,
all good.
Okay, great.
Okay, we're going to take a call quick here in a second.
Here we go.
But I want to do this first.
Start changing your picks now.
I saw this story on CNN this week I thought you guys might find interesting. Because I have threatened to do this for years. I never did it. How are you?
Allie LaForce. Hottest in the business.
She's going to be in the Bay Bracket next year, I imagine.
True TV.
But a lot of guys are taking this time of year not only to spend time either with their buddies or take off of work, but a lot of guys are scheduling their own net cutting.
Yeah.
This time of year.
Yeah, it's the most popular time.
It's the most popular time of the year for vasectomies, which is surprising to no one, I suppose. But I've never seen a story about it. I always thought it made sense, but I didn't know anybody was actually doing it. Dr. Philip Werthmann, urologist to the rich and famous in Los Angeles, performed a vasectomy on a guy. And he says, look, my team's not in, so I'm just going to hang out and watch March Madness. They perform, there's a major clinic in Ohio, says it performs 40 or 50 more a month during the 68-team basketball tournament. Says, we do have March about 50% more vasectomies than in other months.
Listen, it makes total sense.
What better 2 days than to sit on a bag of frozen peas on your couch, or frozen corn, however you like to do it. Mm-hmm. And
I like to use those little tiny corns that they use in the Chinese restaurants.
Now, that's gross. Okay, but what two better – and we talk about this. Maybe the Masters, 2 days opening Masters.
Those are good.
But the problem you get with that is, we talk about it, it's not broadcast.
It's not
wall-to-wall.
No.
This, you get wall-to-wall, and you sit on a bag of cold peas.
I mean, it's 12 hours a day.
Well, here's the other great thing is the women, they don't have the equipment. So they don't know how long it takes for you to recover. So you just get your doctor sort of, oh, hey, look, he's going to need to be on the couch from Thursday until at least Sunday late evening. Please do not mess with
him.
And make sure his peas are switched out every couple hours. Because she don't know the difference. She's never had a vasectomy. She don't know what it takes. He's like, hey, bro, I got to be later for 4 days. Hey, babe. Hey, babe, 4 days. Don't mess with me. I got to watch these games.
And he's going to be well hydrated.
I got to sit on my peas. Yes, I need a beer, too. Goes great with the painkillers.
And you should have a vasectomy deal, no? Maybe.
Is you know, that, it's funny.
You mean like a special with the pizza and the vasectomy?
You know what's funny is?
Oh,
Nathan Christian used to do this. And by the way, happy birthday to Nathan, who also celebrated a birthday yesterday. But Nathan had the same grandmother die about four different times, using it as an excuse to get out of work.
Good.
I guarantee you, most guys, if you use the vasectomy thing a couple different times, you could probably get, if you spaced it out a ways. Now, you couldn't lie to your wife about it because she would probably remember.
You can get it reversed, can't
but
you?
You can do that too. You could tell her, hey, honey, I secretly had it reversed without telling you. I need to go back in for another one. And then do all you got to do is sit on a bag of peas.
Well, if you get reversed, you can do it reversed one
yeah, reverse, you
opening
sit up,
weekend.
Then you go back. I love that. I love where your head's
what
at.
What would be the vasectomy deal? We have something to do with some cutting edge, maybe new pizza you can come up with.
You know, only you, Pat Bradley.
Cutting edge new pizza?
Only you.
Yeah, we'll be on it. We'll be on there.
What's the... I'm going to move on. Kevin Haney, hello.
Some sauce. Hi, boys.
Hey, buddy.
How we doing?
Meatballs, brother.
Great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm, you know, I got to be honest. I'm only 50% into this deal because my hogs are at the house, and it kind of bums me out.
Yes.
But as far as the Pat Bradley, Rodney Clark issue goes, there is no doubt in my mind I would take T. Biddy over Rodney Clark.
Oh, man. Now, listen, I don't even know how to respond to that.
Thanks. No doubt in my mind.
It's called thank you.
T. Biddy is hog through and through. Rodney Clark transferred. I don't even know him.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm very humbled. Thank you very much. I'll send you a bobblehead.
All right, don't get ridiculous. He's not exactly he's not making the official word on this thing. It's not like he's settling the argument. He's just one man's opinion.
Well, listen, by the way, Haney, we got a golf deal coming up when my pops schedules his trip. Oh, actually,
cool,
he's playing on our tournament team.
Yeah, that's right. Buzz, we already got it. Buzz golf deal.
Hey, buddy. Let's get that game right. And by that, I mean, Pat, you need to get your game right. Haney's is always good.
I got to get a game first, then I can get it right, like Wichita
State. Yeah, I'm getting it right, and if Pop's coming to town, we can do the tourney, we can go to the village, we can do whatever you want to do, friends.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I love the village. The village.
All right, I had to throw in my time for P. Biddy. I don't talk about him good much, but I had to do it on the air.
Thanks, Hainsworth. Take care, buddy.
Okay, buddy.
All right, man. And then we're going to get Terry in here real quick before we take our next time out. Hey, Terry.
Guys, I need a quick rant. You know, I get really sick of the constant bashing by the country on SEC basketball when I understand we may not be at the level we've been in the past. But, you know, I'm looking at a number one seed, Virginia, who was beaten by 30 by Tennessee. You know, I'm looking at teams over and over again. We beat ourselves up within the conference. But we have not lost a postseason game yet, and I am quite confident that Tennessee will handle UMass easily. I don't think it's. I think that Iowa was a better team than UMass is, and it's just it's infuriating from a Southern basketball fan's perspective to think that you know we're not that far away, and they just trash us. And it just how many national championships did Florida win when we were the worst conference ever?
So. Two in a row.
So.
Thank you. Anyway, I have to get off my soapbox. I was enjoying your random stream of consciousness, as I often do. But, you know, that really just gets on my last nerve.
I'm with you, Terry. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. We have got to take a timeout. It's 10:50. You're in the zone live at Jim's Razorback Pizza. Anything you need to know about the tournament, you can come and ask Tommy Smith's Nolan Richardson sweater.